Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Pei Beis Se'ifim Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, this is page Reishnun Amid Beis, page 500. So we are up to Se'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Ein Lein Yehudi Drisas Regel Al Yisraelim, if the non-Jew does not have a Drisas Regel, does not have the rights of passage through the area that's owned by the Yisraelim, by the Jewish people, then Eino Oser, then he doesn't answer for them. What would be an example of this? Kigon, Shtei Chatzeros, Hapsucha Zulazu, you have two Chatzeros that open into one another, Ve'in Lem Drisas Regel, Ze'a and they don't have Jesus regal on one another, meaning the way out of the chatzer is not through each other's chatzer, it's through a mavoy, a joint mavoy. And one of these chatzeros has a non-Jew that lives in them, and the other chatzer has two Jewish people that live in them, they can move things from one chatzer to the other, utilizing the window in between the two chatzeros. And you don't need to rent from the, you don't need to do a schiris rishus from the NUD. Meaning, you only need to do a schiris rishus from the NUD if the NUD is living in the same chatzar as you. So he asers on you. But if he doesn't live in the same chatzar and he doesn't even have drisa saregel, he doesn't have any rights of passage through your chatzar, then he does not aser on you. Says the Mishpura Sivkatan Yadalud, Apsucha Zulazu, Bechalono bePesach, that the two chatzeros open into one another through a window or a Pesach, Veinlem drisa saregel, Tainu Sheinem Zulifnimizu, Elazu Betzadzu, Upischein Lemavoy, that they're not one inside the other where the members of the inner chatzar have to walk through the outer chatzer, they're side by side and they open up into a mavui. Machnisin mutzin mechatzer zu ratzalomar kelim shashavsu bepatehem, that any kelim that started Shabbos in their house, umayri sheyisrael mirvu b'nehem, and we're talking about a case where the Jewish people living in their chatzer made an eruv between them. Debeloza, because if they didn't do that, halo asurim lahotzim mibatehem lechatzer, they would not be allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer. Derech halon, so they're going to utilize a window to move things from one chatzer to the other. Even if that chalon is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, and even if there was a pesach in between the two chatzeros, you're allowed to move things from one chatzer to the other. Now, are you allowed to take things from the Jewish chatzer, bring it out to the mavoy, and then put it into the non-Jew's chatzer? Tali bezeh. It's totally on the following. If this whole mavoi only has one chatzer that has Jewish residents in it, and this other chatzer that has this non-Jewish resident in it, then it would be mutter, because the non-Jew doesn't aser on the Jewish people. But if you have two chatzeros of Jewish people in that mavoi, then it's going to be aser to take from either one of those chatzeros into the chatzer of the Ovid Kochavim. Sharia Akum Oser Aleim as Hamavoi, because although the Akum may not aser the Jewish residents' chatzeros, he certainly asers their mavoi because he has a right in that mavoi. Actually, it's grumi menu unless they do a schiris rishos. When the Akum has no Jesus or Regal, you don't need to rent anything from the Nachri, you don't need to do a Schiris Rishos. And the reason that they don't require you to do a Schiris Rishos, the reason for this din is because they only require you to do a Schiris Rishos if you have one chatzer or two chatzer, if the guy lives in the same chatzer as you, or in another chatzer, but one is inside the other. Sha'akum over derech achitzona, where the akum is going to have to go through your chatzer. She'yisraelim dorim sham. Tavi gam kein ka b'chatzer echel, because that's the same as having the same chatzer. U'kumvor l'kamon b'sifiyot zayin, ma'she'ein kein, as opposed to in the case in this si'if, b'shtei chatzeru she'elim shaychus ba'adei adati, where you have two chatzeros that have no connection to one another. Af she'motzi yomachlis l'pamim derech alono opisco she'yesh lo b'tzido, even though sometimes on occasion they may transfer items from one to the other, but they have no drisas haregel from one to the other, less lunba, then the guy does not cause any problems. See if Dalit Hasocher mina inu yudi stam mawil the in sarach lifrosh lefarish lo shul lahatir atiltol vein sarach lifrosh lo shum ksiv al aschirus. When you do a schirus rishus from an inu yudi, you could just say I'm doing a schirus rishus that I am renting your rights in this area. You do not need to tell him why you're doing it. You do not need to say be explicit that it's for the sake of being able to carry in the chatzer. You don't need to put anything in writing. There needs to be no contract. Says the Mishnah Berurah vein sarach lichtov sivkat mechath. Because you can have a very weak, a very shvacha kind of schirus. You don't need a healthy, robust kind of schirus. And finally, sif hey, socher me'inu yehudi afilu bepachus mishava pruta. When you do the schirus rishus, you could pay him even less than a shava pruta. And by the way, you could even do a schirus rishus on Shabbos. It doesn't sound like something you should be allowed to do on Shabbos because you're renting something. How can you do such a transaction on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Afilu pachus mishava pruta hatam." Why does it work with less than a shava pruta? When it comes to a guy, pachus mishava pruta is considered to be mamam. To ben Noach nereg, afilu pachus mishava pruta. If a ben Noach steals pachus mishava pruta, he's chayv misa. Al Yisrael im yirtzel liskor mimenu reshuso lo mahani pachus mishava pruta. But from a Yisrael, if you want to be socher reshus from him, it doesn't work with less than a shava pruta. Afilu dasa mikilim b'simshin pei siv gimel. So when you're meaning by Yisrael, you don't need a schirus rishus. He could be mevatel rishus. But if you choose to do a schirus rishus from Yisrael, it's got to be with a pruta. With an akum, it does not need to be with a pruta. And you're allowed to do the schirus rishus, says the Ramah, even on Shabbos. Mishbur chapez, b'Shabbos she'enu schirus vadois, ela kebitel rishus, v'heker bi'alma. Because it's not a real schirus, it's really, it's akin to a bitel rishus. It's just that we make it be a more frightening bitel rishus for the guy to participate in, so that we discourage people from living in such neighborhoods. U'mevor b'poskim denosin lo dvar meichel, o kol davar mutel taltel. And you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You don't handle money. You don't give him a quarter or a nickel on Shabbos. A nickel is actually worth less than a shavu pruta these days. Shavu pruta is about 6 cents. So you don't give him a nickel. No, what do? You give him a piece of food. You give him something else, something that's not muktzah. Va'omer zeh avur schar chatzercha. And you say, this is for the rental of your chatzer. Aval mos, also l'taltel. But money, of course, that's muktzah. You're not allowed to handle that. Ayin sim shin pei gimel de'erev nisbatel tzrich levatel rishu. So that's what we say, that the Eruv is batel, and you need to be mevatel rishus legabe one of them. So what we learned today in Sif Gimel, we said that if you have a Nachri and Yisrael that don't have drisas haregel on one another, so then you do not require a schirus rishus from that Nachri. In Sif Dalid, we said that when you do the schirus rishus, you don't need to be specific about why you're doing it, and you don't need to have any sort of written agreement about it. And then in Sif Hey, we said you could be socher from an Einu Yehudi, even less than the Shava Pruta, even using less than Shava Pruta, because for an Einu Yehudi, that's money, that counts as money, and you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You just can't utilize money if you're doing it on Shabbos. You should utilize an item of some sort. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up probably back at our regular time and regular place. Simon Shin Pei Beis Sif Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.